A man who loves no three words better than winter storm warning, Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, I'm very glad you gave the detailed forecast as you did. That was very, very good, very you know, you said it in what's happening today, tonight, and all that. But I'm also glad you included the temperatures afterwards, because I noticed that now we're going to get down some cold temperatures. It's going to make quite a difference in the snow. Usually, snows that we get in November tend to be very wet, and this one is, and they often do not last very long. They'll fall and they'll pile up on the branches and bend them down and so forth, and then maybe within a few days they will have melted. With this cold temperature, we'll find out if it's going to last or not. I don't think it will. I think that we're going to get a good snow and wet and so forth, but we'll find out when about a week from now, we'll find out if it's still going to be sticking around. It's going to be hard to believe this for anybody who gets out in the weather conditions today, but here we are on the 18th of November, and we're still far above normal for temperature. The average temperature for this date is about 27, and we are so far for the month up until this date about 47. So it's going to be hard to believe that. Last year, we ended the entire month with an average temperature about 8 degrees above normal, 36, and then the year before that, we were about 7 degrees below normal. The other statistic that's going to be hard to believe is that since last night, since it started to rain here very lightly at 8:30 last night, and it's been kind of that way pretty much all night, right now it's still kind of a light rain. Not a lot of rain, but the amount of rain that fell in that amount of time is more than we had gotten in the previous month. The last hard rain that we got was on the night of the 16th and 17th of October, and you talk about thunder shower, that's what that was. Anyway, we'll see what happens here and whether this is a changing trend or just kind of a passing one, but it is going to be interesting. Don't go away. And I think what you're saying about the driving and so forth is very, I hope people are heeding it. Usually it's we have to get back into the mode again. Other things of note, the days continue to get shorter. We had a phenomenal full moon this week, the super moon. They said it was the largest in about 70 years, and went along with us having clear skies, so it was quite an amazing experience to be out. The moonlight continued through other days before and after, and even into the early morning for those of us who like to get up early. We are less than 9 hours of daylight now. Sunset is already at about 4:30. Sunrise not until about 7:15. We're getting migration. I've been seeing bald eagles. I saw them again yesterday. I've been seeing bald eagles every day. Red-tailed hawks, rough-leg hawks are coming through. A few golden eagles even, geese, swans. But the big thing that most people are looking for right now, are we going to have some winter finches? When I spoke last week, there had not been much of a report of red polls. Well, 1 week ago today, on the 11th at Hawk Ridge, a pretty good number, over 350 red polls were seen. So I have the hopes that we're going to be getting some red polls, but it still remains to be seen. They are no hurry to come down. Purple finches, gold finches are here. Pine siskins, somewhat crossbills. But there's not the tremendous number of finches at this point yet. I have yet to see any Bohemian waxwings or shrike, but they have been reported. On the other hand, the crows and the ravens and the pileated woodpecker, rough grouse, barred owls have all been quite common. This week has been a good time for seeing interesting mammals. I mentioned last week of seeing a few otters out in the lake. I saw them again yesterday. I also been watching the beaver signs. November is when they prepare for the winter. They go out and they gather a nice big cache of wood, sticks, and so forth. And then they bring it back and they stick it in the nice convenient spot near their lodge. And so there's a lot of activity going on from beavers. They need to do all this before it freezes over. Well, as of right now, there's absolutely no ice on the lake. 2 years ago, we already had a completely cover of ice on the lake. Last year, we didn't have freeze up until the end of the month, the end of November. But things have changed, and this year we have no ice whatsoever, so the beavers are still active and gathering food. Other things of note, I've been hearing coyotes on a regular basis. Chipmunk, deer mice are still active, so plenty of things going on with mammals, but probably the biggest mammal news we had this week was that the flying squirrels have returned. I have a platform that I feed flying squirrels on. I don't use it for anything else, and so it sat there empty from last April until now. And so the 15th of November, I went out that night and I put out some sunflower seeds at dusk. Within a half hour, the flying squirrels had found it, and I was amazed that they remembered it from last year or they just happened to be out looking. There does not appear to be many nuts and fruits out right now, so maybe they were just happened to be looking and finding it at the right time, but it was interesting. A few insect notes still this past week. Meadowhawk, dragonflies, moths, what I call dancing crane flies. You may have seen them if you were out at about on a clear night evening shortly before dark. And you see what looks like a swarm of mosquitoes. They are not mosquitoes. They are a kind of crane fly, and they go through these flights very late in the season. And I saw those as recently as the 16th, 2 days ago. There's still plenty of spider ballooning going on. Anytime we have a clear sky, we can see it. And I found a spider web this week as well. So things keep going as long as they can. A few flowers are still out there in bloom, including an aster that we have right here in the yard. Berries, as I said, there is not as many this year, but I did find a really good growth of rose hips. The trees have almost all lost their leaves or dropped their leaves. We have a weeping willow in the front yard that still has some, and a lilac in the yard that still has some. But for the most part, it's on its way down. One thing, this has been an amazing November, plenty of light, plenty of time to get out and get and walk in almost anywhere you want in the woods. You don't even need any trails in these conditions, and all sorts of stuff I have been finding. But one thing I have not been finding is any kind of mushrooms. And even though it's been warm enough, it's just plain been too dry. Now, it's going to be too late now for mushrooms, even though we get some rain, but there's going to be other fungi that it will show up. So, yep, there's always something going on, and every April we have a thawing, and every November we have a freezing, so keep your eyes open. 1 week from today, the day after Thanksgiving, 25th, we may very well be talking ice, and of course the snow conditions as well. So, Lisa, get out there and enjoy it. Take care.
I have every intention of doing so, Larry. Thanks so much. Larry Weber is our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays, right here on 103.3 KUMD.